Welcome to Wake Up and Teach by Kelly Education, where we uncover inspiring stories and strategies for reimagining our nation's education workforce.
Hello, I'm Nicola Suarez, President of Kelly Education, and welcome back to Wake Up and Teach, your front row seat to the future of the education workforce. Today, we're zooming in on a critical challenge, the pressure that K-12 workforce issues place on principals and school leadership in the building itself. While districts and schools focus on attracting and retaining talent, the day-to-day burden of staffing shortages, community building, and workforce resilience often rests on the shoulders of principals. Our guest today is Angela Kelly, a life coach for school leaders and host of the Empowered Principal podcast. Angela works with principals nationwide, helping them tackle the unique challenges of school leadership, from navigating staff shortages to fostering a positive work environment. In this episode, we'll explore how school leaders can rise above burnout, handle unexpected challenges, and build stronger, more resilient schools. Let's get started. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm so glad we could reconnect again.
Yes, I had such a good time on your podcast, so I'm super excited that you're joining me today. So let's start with your perspective on school leadership amidst such workforce challenges. What are the unique pressures principals face in today's K-12 landscape?
That's a great question. I feel like school leaders are always under some level of pressure. As long as I have been in the position or I have coached in this position, we've always had pressure as school leaders when it comes to test scores, when it comes to meeting the diverse needs of a community, of a staff. We also have, you know, some of the unique pressures of being one administrator with many constituents. So we are serving our students, we are serving teachers and support staff, and we're serving the community and the families. And there's one of you and many of them. And that pressure to try and maintain and stay on top of all of the needs of your entire community can feel like you're running a race that you are never going to cross the finish line. So the pressures of the everyday school leader are all of that. Now, on top of that, with the current conditions of education, we're facing potential budget cuts, we're facing potential policy changes, we're also facing potential staffing cuts or resources being limited. And that is adding to the pressure of how do I maintain the same level of integrity and services within my school with less? So that's the question that's been coming up in the spring of 2025 here right now.
Yeah, and certainly in my line of work, I see that as well, especially with administrators, even above principals too. And I know that you work with countless leaders and you do a lot of coaching and mentoring. And certainly some of those struggles seem to be common, I think, throughout. But tell me, what have you observed in how principals navigate sort of the unexpected workforce challenges, even beyond with what you've just described?
Yes. So in the business of education, we are in the business of humans and we are the business of people. So everything can be unexpected, right? You never know exactly what's going to pop up in any given day. And what I have found lately is that the unexpected is becoming the norm. And so for school leaders, it is about not what is coming up, but who are we being when it happens? So we have to anticipate the unexpected and know that there will be things that come up that we can't anticipate, we can't plan ahead for, we cannot prepare for. But regardless of what it is, whether it is a budget cut or staffing cuts or, you know, just some kind of rearrangement that you did not plan for, it's less about the thing that happened and more about who do I want to be as a school leader in this moment? When I'm being faced with cuts or I'm being faced with the unexpected, how do I want to show up for myself? You know, how do I want to feel regarding this? And how do I want to lead those I'm leading through this situation? So I like to invite district and site leaders to ask of themselves, with all of these changes coming, some are in our control and some are not. But what is definitely in our control is the way that we interpret the situation, the way that we perceive the situation, what we make it mean about us. And it actually gives us the opportunity to level up and be the leader who guides our schools through whatever comes our way with the trust and faith in our staff and in the supports that we do have, and really leveraging and asking ourselves, how can we stay empowered and how can we stay true to the services we want to provide in our schools, no matter what resources we have available to us?
Yeah. And I love what you're saying, because resiliency is going to be key. I think on a sort of a related note, when we talk about leadership turnover, we know that this is incredibly high, especially with building principals. And I think some of the most recent stats I've seen, only about 80% of public school principals kind of remaining in their roles year to year. Of course, that's according to some of the most recent stats out of the National Center for Education Statistics. Why do you think leadership retention is so challenging right now? And how is this impacting our schools?
It breaks my heart to hear those stats. I know that they're out there. And what I find the most disheartening for the school leaders is that they don't believe that they have the capacity within themselves to handle whatever comes their way. They got into the position with a vision, with hopes, with dreams of creating influence and impact to support students, to support teachers. And when the demands come rushing in as they do, and especially the unanticipated, it can feel like the job is happening to you and that you're not capable of handling it. And unfortunately, another part of this job is it feels very isolating. Many school leaders are leading in isolation. They do not have a team to lead with. I know for me, for example, I was a principal. I didn't have assistant principals or dean. I didn't have any other administrative members at the site on my team. And that can feel very isolating for many of the leaders out there who are working in isolation. So what happens is they start to doubt themselves. And if they're getting any external criticism or judgments or feedback or listening to what society has to say, and taking in those opinions and valuing them more than they value their own opinion of themselves, they're going to find themselves in a position where they don't believe that they're capable and that it's best for them to step out. So a lot of it comes down to their leadership identity. Who am I as a leader? What do I believe I'm capable of? And do I believe I'm the person who can expand my capacity to lead through these new challenges that are coming our way?
And I think that's a really, really important point, you know, and I think those principals that are just doing a phenomenal job, you know, one of the things that they do really well is foster a sense of stability and support within their teams, even when they have high turnover. I mean, what sort of strategies would you recommend for principals that are kind of faced with that in terms of being able to, like I just said, foster that sense of stability and support for their teams?
Yes, that's a great question. So for the leaders out there who are in doubt at any way, if you're doubting yourself or you're doubting your ability to hang on, your ability to be resilient, you're feeling like you're at capacity emotionally, mentally, physically, you know, in all of the ways you're feeling fatigue, you're feeling exhaustion. One of the things I invite my clients to do is to just for a moment, I know you're looking at all of the things that you didn't quite get done on your to-do list, the things you have to do. We're always looking at the what hasn't been done yet, what hasn't been accomplished. And we want to look at those things so we can develop a plan. But what we also want to do is give equal airtime to what we have been able to accomplish, what we are getting done, where we are being intentional, and really, really cultivating the connections. Because what I have found to be true is that when school leaders feel connected with somebody else, when they have a friend, a colleague, a mentor, a coach, when they have somebody to talk with and to speak about how they're feeling, what's coming up for them, the decisions they need to make, the actions they need to take, when they feel some sense of community or collaboration, your resilience goes up way higher. So for any principals out there, if you're feeling alone and you're feeling in doubt, take a moment to actually write down all the things you've accomplished, what you are proud of, what feels good about your job. What are the relationships and the connections that you adore, that you love, that you cherish, that you have fun being with, the people that you enjoy being with? And what you'll see is that our brain wants to always default to what isn't working and what doesn't feel good because we're trying to fix it, right? If we, when we don't feel good, we're like, let's fix this and make it better. But we have to remember all of the things that are good. And I promise you guys, you are doing it right. You're getting up every day. And even though you don't hear it from your colleagues or your teachers, we are so proud of you. We're so grateful for you. You are showing up 110% every day. And you have to be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself that. So really, I feel like what this is about, Nicola, is our ability to tether ourselves and ground ourselves, which is what resilience is, right? With our own values, our own belief systems, and to value our opinion of ourselves and to trust ourselves that we have this and we're doing the very best we can, and to look at what is working as much as we're looking at what we need to work on still or what we haven't quite accomplished just yet.
No, I love that. And Angela, I know you're a big advocate for self-care, especially for our school principals. So I think those are some really amazing perspectives on that. So just kind of changing gears here a little bit, communication. We know that communication is a huge part of being a principal. How would you guide principals in balancing the needs of their staff, their students, and their and district leaders while maintaining transparency as well?
Yeah, communication is connection, right? And so when you if you think of communication as a form of connection, there's different ways to communicate, but the goal of the communication is connection. Because it's informing people, and they when people feel informed, they feel connected. So my invitation to all school leaders is to be as transparent as possible as often as possible, because the goal is connection. So when people feel connected, they feel heard, they feel understood, and they feel a sense of stability when there's a connection there. So for example, teachers, this time of year, it's spring. It's like, I call it March Madness, where all of the HR things are happening. We're letting people know if they're going to be returning or not returning. We're hiring, we're letting people go. We are reassigning or assigning people positions for next year. There's a lot of anxiety right now. So one of the things we can do to create stability and assurance for people is to be as transparent with them as possible. And for example, with HR things, there are certain things you can tell your staff, and there are certain things you can't because they're HR related. So what I like to offer is, I can't share this with you, but here's what I can share with you. What I can share with you is, fill in the blanks, your individual position will be here. Here's what I'm thinking for your assignment for next year. Reassuring the individual, while you can't share all of the, you know, the goings on because everything's not coming, you know, to the surface quite yet. I like to say to people, I can't share this with you, honesty and transparency, but here's what I can: connection, reassurance, and sharing with people the information that will give them calm and reassurance, and doing that as soon as possible. There's no need to have people suffering, waiting, wondering. If there's information to share, go ahead and share it with them to the best of your ability. And if you're unsure, always ask for guidance and support. What can I share? What can I not share? And the same applies at a district level. Like, let your principals know as soon as possible any changes coming up so they can prepare themselves to prepare their staff.
That is great advice. So I am curious, Angela, with the emergence of podcasts like your podcast, The Empowered Principal, how have you seen storytelling and shared experiences impact the leadership community?
I feel it is bringing us all together. This conversation that we're having now and the conversation we had earlier on the Empowered Principal podcast is bringing educators together. You know, in a time when the pandemic hit and we were all so isolated and we all had to pivot and redirect ourselves and how we connect with people, what we have found is connection matters. and people matter, and how we feel matters. And so when we talk about communication being connection, the reason we value connection so much as an individual, as people, is based on the way it makes us feel. It makes us feel safe. And that's it's an innate need. It's a desire that we all have universally, is to feel safe, to feel secure, to feel belonging, a sense of purpose and belonging. And that connection really matters to people. So when we are coming together via a podcast or a coaching group or through Kelly Services, where you're connecting people who need substitute teachers, and we're filling spaces and we're filling needs in ways that brings us together. And it's such a beautiful thing, technology, where we can have this conversation miles apart and feel the connection between the two of us here on this podcast and with the entire audience listening. I really believe that if we can come together and feel a sense of connection as school educators and school leaders, be that site or district or state leaders, coming together, being authentic, transparent, having these conversations, but it really comes down at the very core, it's how we feel. And how we feel impacts the decisions we make and the actions we take, which those two things impact the outcomes we create. So we need to be mindful that how we're feeling and tuning in and checking in with ourselves, how am I feeling? If you're feeling disconnected, think of how you make decisions and how that impacts your decisions versus if you're feeling really connected and you're feeling that people have been communicating with you, it feels different. And when you're in that different energy, you're going to respond differently. So connection's key, and it all comes down to emotion. And I am thrilled that we have the technology to be able to connect globally across the entire world. As educators, we can come together and have conversations about what's feeling good, what's not feeling so good, and how might we be able to make that better for all of us.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, as we're sort of drawing to our end of our podcast, I do ask this question of you. If you could give one piece of advice to any new principal stepping into the role, what would that be?
I love this because I am in the middle of a training for aspiring leaders who are getting hired, and then brand new first year leaders. So my dear, sweet first leaders, here's what I would like to offer you is there will always be too much to do. There will always be more demand than you can fulfill in a given day. And if you can reconcile that from the very beginning, and say, now what happens is you start to not use time as the excuse. A lot of people will come and say, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so confused. I can't prioritize. There's too much to do. There's not enough time. If we reconcile the truth of that, and then we get to say, this challenge of time becomes the opportunity for me to step into the version of me as a leader that learns how to prioritize, learns how to triage, learns how to balance my work and my life and my personal life and my professional life, that learns how to actually plan and prepare and navigate my calendar in a way that time isn't my boss. I tell time what I do with it. And being the leader that is truly empowered and stepping into our empowerment where time isn't the issue and the lack of resources are no longer the issue, it's we get the opportunity as a leader. And by the way, you guys, when you stepped into leadership and you said, yes, I want to move from teaching to school leadership, what you decided was to have to up-level personally and professionally. So it's an invitation to expand your capacity to learn, to lead, and to live your life in a more expanded form. I feel like school leadership is the invitation to personal evolution, because you have to become a bigger version of yourself to navigate an entire school calendar, to manage this many people, to come in with all of these diverse opinions and needs and perspectives. And you are capable. So number one, get support. Don't do the job in isolation, particularly in year one. Reach out to your colleagues, to your district leaders. You know, you can hire a mentor or a coach. get the support you need. And even if it's just to listen to this podcast right here every single week, to feel the connection between the airwaves, you're not alone. There are thousands of us out here doing this work, and we are here to help you and support you and to listen to your pain points, your struggles, but also to cheer you on. So get support, but just know there is going to be too much to do. You will be overwhelmed. And it's not about that. It's about who you want to be in response to the overwhelm.
I love that. And you know, Angela, I've often thought that teachers are sort of the head learners of their classrooms, where I think building principals are the head learners of their communities. And to be able to create that sense of belonging within that community, I think is absolutely paramount. I loved everything you had to say today, and I enjoyed our previous conversation. If a listener or if somebody wanted to know a little bit more about how to access the Empowered Principal podcast, where would they go? How would they access that if they wanted to share that?
Yeah, you can access the Empowered Principal podcast on any platform that you listen to, Apple Podcasts. You can go to my website, AngelaKellyCoaching.com. You can just Google the Empowered Principal and it will pop up. It's out there. So you can find that. And if you're interested in more, I will share links and information and free resources in the show notes of this podcast so that you can easily access any information that you would like if you want to continue listening to the Empowered Principal podcast or this show too. Like, shout out to this show, because what Kelly Services are doing is a miracle. It's a magic service that every school leader needs. And we shouted it from the rooftop on the Empowered Principal podcast, but I want to say it again here. It's such a needed service. And I'm so honored that I have met you to be able to direct people to Kelly Services, because there are so many people out there that don't know what to do because they don't have the staffing they need, and your company can provide that for them. So I just want to say that to the listeners. If you didn't catch that the first time, make sure you're hearing it here. If you need services, please reach out to Kelly Services. They're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you, Angela. You are so kind. And I think equally of the podcast and the contribution that you're making as a coach as well. So, but I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure, and can't wait to hear what else you're going to be involved with in the near future. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure to be here.
What a great discussion with Angela Kelly. Her insights into the pressures facing principals and the strategies for building resilient leadership show just how essential support systems are in K-12 education. It's very clear that by equipping school leaders with the tools and mindsets they need, we can create stronger, more stable school communities. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wake Up and Teach. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. We'll be back soon with more discussions on the future of education and the strategies that are making a difference in classrooms across the nation. Until then, I'm Nicola Suarez, and I look forward to having you with us again on Wake Up and Teach. Take care.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Labs.